From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Somebody asks Cutler a net improvement. He's an improvement. I don't think he makes you good enough to be a Super Bowl team.
Is Cutler an improvement over Oswalt? Massive.
Yes. Over Tom Savage?
Absolutely. Massive.
Absolutely. But I don't think that gets you where you want to be.
Unless you magically get a full season of good Jay Cutler, which we've seen him have a couple of those seasons.
Yeah, if you get that, but how often have we seen that out of him, and how long has it been? It bothers me less, though, if you're taking a spread guy and you're going to develop him.
Yeah.
Because if you're taking a guy like that and you expect him to play right away, like Jared Goff, that's not a good sign. But if you're going to sit on him for a while and let him learn, that's great. And you can't just ignore all spread guys, because that's almost every offense in college football now. And I think that's why a lot of these guys aren't really ready when they come out.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott. I think we have to change that to AAA Producer T. Scott.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. I'm kidding a little bit. He's got to know we've got to.
I've got thick skin.
We've got to bust his chops a little bit.
Did you see that Tyler drank a roach beer?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
So gross.
So what happened?
So I poured it into a glass because it's a barrel-aged stout. I'm not going to drink that out of the bottle, you know?
Right. Luckily, you don't.
Yeah. Very good choice on my part. Whenever I popped the cap, there was like kind of dirt on the opening the bottle. So I wiped it off. I thought it was just like sediment or something. Wiped it off, poured the beer, and then there's a little bit left. So I kind of swirled it around and dumped it, and this little thing kind of shot out. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's like a chunk of sediment or something.
Yeah, that'd be your first thought.
Nope. Investigated a little bit more. It was a roach.
How the hell did it get in there?
The brewery is saying that it must have, whenever they had the bottles in the pallets, it just crawled in there and died or hung out in there. And then whenever they bottled it, the roach couldn't escape. So
that's gross.
Yes.
Did it add flavor?
I did not drink the beer. It smelled very musty, though, like an old attic.
You didn't drink the one you poured initially?
No, that was the beer that I poured.
Okay.
The roach was in the bottle.
Oh, it came out in the first pour.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to like name names, but are you going to be drinking from that brewery again?
I mean, they're public about it, but I probably will. I mean, it's not really bothering me that much.
I'm just glad I had that.
I drank worse.
I'm glad that I had that particular beer on draft.
Before this?
Yeah, I had it on draft, so I feel confident there was no roaches in
mine. I have three more of them. And I'm debating opening one just to test and see if it's okay.
Well, I mean, what do you think you'll learn from it? Unless there's a roach in every one of them.
I was really looking forward to that beer. I checked them with flashlights.
I got to be honest. Can you imagine had you drank the other three first and then the fourth one, there's a roach?
Biting the apple and you discover half a worm.
Right. Like after you've drank three and then you're like, oh, this could be the roach batch.
They say that it's only one bottle.
I mean,
how would they know?
They don't know for sure, but I would assume like it's unlikely that there is like an infestation, you know?
Yeah.
And they rinse those bottles before they send them to the line.
Supposedly.
But it's just, I would assume it's hard to, I mean, if, like you said, you had to swish it around and get a redump, depending on how the roach is angled, maybe he didn't fall out of the bottle.
It was a big roach. Like that video I showed you, I had to physically like knock the bottle on the counter to get it to come out.
Ugh. Wow. It would have been funny had you drank the roach, honestly, but
like a worm in the tequila. I mean, if I was drunk, if that was my third or fourth beer, I probably would have been like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just drank the beer.
Yeah.
It's like, what could it hurt, right? You've probably eaten bugs before and not known it. Everybody Definitely. Has. That's like a stat about how many bugs we've eaten in our lives. All right,
I've eaten bugs purposely before. So, yeah. Like survival training. That's just, but not roaches. I don't think I'd eat a roach ever. Like if it was like, well, you're going to starve to death or eat a roach, I'd be like, all right, man, it's been a good run.
Depends on how badly you want that beer.
Yeah.
I it would have been a moral quandary. There's no question. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Let's go to Joe Pa. You knew all along, didn't you?
Hey, now.
What's up?
Hello there.
Sports to you.
I did not have anything to do with those kids.
Okay.
I do not know.
Okay.
Okay. What you got?
Okay. All right. Two things, by the way. Let's get with the Jay Cutler thing for AJ, and let's get with the Tony Romo thing with Hoffman. Jay Cutler thing is, since 2015, let me ask you this. How many good players has Jay Cutler really had? Two really good, besides Alshon Jeffrey. He's always hurt 6 weeks out of the game, 6 weeks out of the season, and then Tony Romo is never healthy. Two things on that. Can you please answer that, and then I'll expand the next question.
Well, yeah, Jay Cutler has not had great talent around him, with the exception of Alshon Jeffrey, who is usually hurt. But and Jay was hurt this year. So since 2015, that's the case.
Sorry, Hoffman, what do you think about Tony Romo?
I think that Tony Romo is, if he can be healthy, then he could still produce elite-level numbers. The last time he was healthy, he was an elite quarterback.
I'm going to dispute that a little bit. At one time, he had both Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall and Matt Forte.
He said since 2015. I mean, since 2015, I mean, that's when he had those guys. Since then, or I mean, 2015-16, he didn't have those guys. He did have Alshon Jeffrey, but again, in limited spurts. So
still had Forte.
Yeah.
That was a pretty damn good running back for a long time.
He was. Still is, actually, pretty decent.
Yeah. Just wound up on the wrong team.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Why don't you tell people about Allied Outdoor Solutions, sir?
Allied Outdoor Solutions. Yeah, one day we're going to have good weather, and I'm going to say, man, I'm going to go sit out on my patio. And if you've got a patio that's all beat up or grayed out or cracked, it's not as much fun to sit out there and worry about how crappy your place looks. That's where Allied comes in. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed-out patio with a carved stone overlay. And what it does, it gives you a superior look of real stone over the top of your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored to fit your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard? No problem. Allied will build it from the ground up, whether you want to go from like a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen, the patio cover, the fire feature, water feature, the whole nine yards. They can do all of it. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple social media things JB had asked earlier on the Facebook page. You think a fourth round pick from the Browns would be enough for Romo? I'm pretty sure it would be. Texans have said they're not going to trade for him. So we shall see. What do you guys think of Brandon Marshall to the Giants and possibly AP? How impactful is this? I don't know what AP has left. But
I don't either,
but an upgrade.
Yeah, he's better than what they've had. And I think Brandon Marshall to the Giants is a really good deal because, I mean, it's hard to get two guys like that,
yeah,
you know, on the same team. It really is, and it's rare to see. And if Eli can stop throwing it to the other team,
that's the big
man. That offense could be really something.
And
I think it's good, especially in when you said you don't know what Adrian Peterson's got left. Like, maybe now's the time to see what he can do in an offense where he's not asked to be the entire offense.
Yeah,
which is what he's been most of his career. You know,
and he wouldn't be in New York.
No, I mean they'd still be a pass first team. And if that's the case, if you can limit the number of carries Adrian Peterson has, maybe he could still be effective.
409 referring to the last caller. Be quiet, Fred. He's asking AJ and Hoffman.
Yeah.
That was a little funny. All right.
Now what do you think?
Well, I don't know.
No, I was talking to Hoffman, not you.
Oh, okay.
You should have answered in a Bob Arum's voice.
No, he didn't ask what Bob Arum thought.
No, he didn't answer that,
for
yeah.
AJ and for Hoffman.
Plus, I can't just like do a Bob Arum impersonation. It's difficult.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's, he has to be here.
We have to get him on. Yeah.
Right.
It's probably busy.
There's work to that. Martellus Bennett headed to Green Bay, apparently.
That's a nice grab for them. I guess the contract talks broke off with Jared Cook.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah. That guy's really underrated. Yeah, he's an excellent blocker. Solid pass catcher. He's a good player. I think he's a bit of a pain in the ass in the locker room, but
see, that's why I love what the Patriots do. Is they bring in a guy like that, they win a Super Bowl, and okay, we're not going to pay you a whole bunch of money to stick around.
Yeah.
And then they make the exact same trade with the Colts to bring in a guy to replace him that they made last year to get Bennett. So, but it's a good move for the Packers too. Let's try Al. What's up, Al? Al?
Hello?
Hello!
Hey, man. Man, you guys, I gotta tell y'all before I start talking, you guys are the best, man. You guys are the sportsy bitches, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Love you all, man.
You're
I just want to let you know that.
You're a sportsy bitch, too.
Anyway, what I wanted to call and ask, man, very simple question. Why aren't the Texans taking a look at Nick Foles out there in Kansas City?
Are you asking Hoffman or AJ?
Both of you. I'd like both of your answers. But the reason why I'm saying is because this Tony Romo thing may or may not work out. But I personally think Nick Foles is a great quarterback, man. He just didn't have the opportunity when Chip Kelly came out and did his little house cleaning thing. And I just want to know if you guys think it might be worth it for the Texans to take a look at Nick Foles. And I'm going to go ahead and hang up, man. I wish you guys a great weekend.
All right, man, you too. I'm not crazy about Nick Foles. I never have been. I think Nick Foles had a big first season and was a lot of fool's gold.
Yeah, that 27-2.
Yeah, and since then he's really – I mean, he looks like he's a pretty decent backup quarterback. Would Nick Foles be an upgrade over what they had?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not a doubt. And what they have, frankly.
If they got Nick Foles, I would say you need to invest highly in the draft on a quarterback. Whereas if, you know, and that way if Nick Foles sucks halfway through the season, maybe you can run the new guy out there. I'm not crazy about him, though, no.
Let's try Steven.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, it's the Baltimore Raven fan that lives in Houston. I've called your show a few times, but I wanted to know what you guys think about our signing. Not spending too much money either, but getting some key players and positions that we need. I'll listen.
Well, I mean, re-signing their own defensive tackle was a big deal for them. I think that they still need to shore up their offensive line. Yeah, I mean they've done fine. I haven't kept up with everything that the Ravens have done so far. So, I mean, if you're looking for
retaining Brandon Williams, to me,
that's a big deal. That's a win for them. But yeah, I don't have a ton of insight on what the Ravens have done. I know what the Ravens need to do. You know, the Ravens need to get better at wide receiver. The Ravens need to find a real answer in their running game, and they need to.
And Kenneth Dixon's going to be suspended the first four games, which sucks. But because I like that guy, but
and they need to keep their offensive line intact if they can.
Tony Jefferson was a good pickup, and yeah, it helps the secondary. They re-signed Ryan Mallett to be their backup.
Yeah.
So, there you go. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I feel like there's texters that wait until we do a subject and then ask thoughts on Bennett to Green Bay. We just did that 35 seconds ago, so I'm pretty sure you're doing that intentionally, sir, or ma'am, or other. And you know what I haven't done yet? I need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Florida, where a young lawyer was defending an arsonist in a Miami courtroom.
Okay. I saw this story.
And got to his closing arguments. And went running out of the room because his pants were on fire. Stephen Gutierrez, the 28-year-old lawyer with the flaming pants, was defending Claudie Charles, who was accused of intentionally setting his car on fire. Gutierrez argued that the car spontaneously combusted, and conveniently enough, the lawyer's pants appeared to spontaneously combust themselves, demonstrating just how unpredictable fire can be. I'm pretty sure he did this on purpose.
Something. I mean, that's weird.
What he says was, when I checked my pocket, I noticed that the heat was coming from a small e-cigarette battery I had in my pocket. He had two of the three of the batteries and ran to the courthouse bathroom to put out the fire. I was able to toss the battery in water after it singed my pocket open. When he re-entered the courtroom, he insisted the incident wasn't staged.
I feel like maybe he was just a bad lawyer and his client set him on fire, which
with his brain,
like, that kind of makes you look guilty. Like, if I say my client who's seated to my right does not just go around setting things on fire, and then all of a sudden you look down, your pants are on fire, not to mention the entire liar pants on fire, doesn't make you seem that credible. You know, if your shirt had caught on fire, okay, maybe you're still a credible lawyer. Your pants catch on fire, you're pretty much a lying sack, that's the way I would guess.
Yeah, well, regardless, I'm pretty sure he did this on purpose, because jurors said he'd been fiddling with his pocket as he was addressing them. So he might have been doing what that San Diego security guard was doing. I don't know.
Could be.
Regardless, that's your... Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, it sounds like something Saul Goodman would do.
Saul Goodman.
That show's coming back.
Yeah.
About a month away. Can't wait. I'm ready for him to become Saul.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's time. So, man, this was Drew Barrymore in the courtroom. Now, there's a good reference. Man, this is how pathetic I am. I was looking for stuff for the show, and I found this website that had 35 questions about Tombstone, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those? There's like different ones where they have...
Yeah, I never click on them because it's obnoxious.
It is obnoxious, and they're slideshows. But I did it because I love Tombstone. This is how pathetic my life is. 35 of 35.
Oh, boy. Good for you.
You would have gotten them all, too. There's...
Well, it wasn't like anything deep.
There was... The only one that I struggled with was what year the movie was released.
Okay.
Because that was a tough one. Everything
is
else.
Is it all multiple choice?
Yeah, you get four choices.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you if you didn't get at least 32 of those, you probably didn't watch the movie. But some of them were really easy, like who played Doc Holliday.
That's tough.
Yeah, but other than that, there were a few that were tricky.
He is unrecognizable now.
Well, yeah, not that guy. Oh, man. All right. Guys, you want convenience. You want affordability. You want a great shave, and you don't want to have to go to the store to do it. That's what Harry's is all about. Harry's got tired of these razor companies increasing their prices all the time, and so they bought their own factory. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price. So it's just $2 a blade compared to four or more you'll pay if you go to the store. And the best part about this is the convenience of them. They're delivered right there to your door, and you don't have to go to any store and try to figure out what you're going to get because you know you're going to get quality blades. And once you get signed up for their program, you just tell them how often you shave, then they're going to get your replacement stuff to you right on time, every time. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value that they're giving you. And all you got to do is cover shipping. But this is only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Man, when I was coming over today, I had to go over by the medical center to pick up our race packets. That freaking Kirby is one of the worst streets to drive down from medical center to get back to 59.
Yeah, not ideal.
It's like, I can't believe how many people are on that street, no matter what time of day it is. It's just completely packed. I wonder if more people were out today because it's a Friday before spring break and maybe they got out early. But it took me almost 40 minutes to get just from over Rice to get back to 59.
That's up there as one of the worst surface streets for traffic in the city, for sure.
Yeah.
Westheimer's up there, too.
Yeah. Richmond.
Richmond is bad. Richmond is worse because not only is there traffic, but you're probably going to get a flat tire driving on Richmond.
Yeah, probably so.
Almost assuredly.
Let's squeeze on another call. Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
How's it going, guys?
Sports.
I was actually going to move away from the quarterback talk a little bit and see what you guys would think about a Brian Cushing for Brandon Cooks trade, because Brandon Cooks would automatically make us better on offense because, let's be honest, Will Fuller's hands left much to be desired, and Brian Cushing would automatically make the Saints better on defense, even though their problems are more in the secondary. But either way, that experience goes a long way with absolutely pretty much nothing over there right now. Other than that, I'll let you guys take it from there.
I think the Saints are looking to move on from Brandon Cooks. And I think mostly what they want is a draft pick or someone who's got a controllable contract for the foreseeable future. I think Brian Cushing, you'd basically be getting for one deal or 1 year and then moving on from, because there's no way he's going to be worth keeping around after this year from a salary cap standpoint. So, I mean, it's a nice thought, but I don't think that's what the Saints are looking for exactly.
Yeah, if I'm the Saints, I'm going to want more than Brian Cushing. And I don't see
Would you want Brian Cushing and Will Fuller?
No, I don't want Will Fuller.
Okay.
But I'm talking, I'd want a draft pick on top of it. I don't think Brian Cushing is enough. And, you know, you just have to, at some point, these guys you've drafted, you have to be right about them. And receivers, there have been some guys, especially the last few years, who succeed right away. But most of the time, it takes a year or two for them to develop. And at some point, of the four guys you drafted, one of them's going to turn into something. Just odds are one of them has to turn into something, unless you're just the worst talent evaluators in the world at the position. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm going to check on Cushing's cap hit, but I don't think I'd be trading anything away from my defense right now.
No.
I think you've already...
And I think McKinney and Cushing are the two guys, at least, yeah, the two linebackers they'll rely on the most this year. I think we could see the Texans running a lot more nickel this year. And
they did a lot of that last year. I could see McKinney playing outside pass rusher in the John Simon role, and I think that'd be a pretty good upgrade. They did that with him some last year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I think as far as Cushing goes.
I mean, it depends on what they do with Merce or with Jadeveon. Is he going to move back out as, you know, now that JJ is presumably going to be back? How does that work? But, I mean, more often than not, they're going to have their four line guys. Your JJ, Will Fork, Jadeveon, and Merciless. Or
probably Reader. I don't think Will Fork's
going to
be back.
Reader. So that's what they had last year. But that'd be the case this year. Watt, Reader, Clowney, Merciless. I mean, they spent so much time with Kareem playing nickel last year. And I know there's a lot of talk about him moving to safety. And I think, that may end up having to be what happens. But I still think he's probably better served as an inside corner. And, you know, you've got him, you've got J-Jo, you've got Kevin Johnson. And then I guess you're going to run out Andre Howell and I don't know who else, maybe Corey Moore.
Well, that's one where you have to sign someone. I know they like some of the guys that they've had.
They like Lonnie Ballantyne. And he's,
K.J. Dillon.
He's never been able to play.
Yeah.
And Lonnie Ballantyne looks like, man, that dude looks like he should be able to play, but I've never seen it. So, but I think that they're going to be looking at a lot more of a two-man. It's not necessarily going back to like a four-man front, but you've kind of only got two true linebackers anymore. Like to play that second level of defense, it's for the most part, I would expect, going to be McKinney and Cushing.
Yeah, I like those guys in the middle. I think defensively they got a chance to be really good next year, but none of it's going to matter if they can't solve the quarterback. I feel like I've said this every year. None of it's going to matter until they solve the quarterback problem. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm still amazed that they were able to pull that off to get rid of the ostrich. And that was a really good move. And I do think I like it from a Browns perspective too. Be curious to see what the Browns do in the draft. I know they were trying to get all these extra picks to go after Garoppolo, but
I think the asking price for Garoppolo has gotten too high, and I honestly think the Browns are better off not doing it. Well, here's some other news. The Patriots have traded their number 32, their first round and third round pick to the Saints for Brandon Cooks and their fourth. So first and third from the Pats to the Saints, Brandon Cooks, and the fourth to the Patriots. So
not so much for the Brandon Cooks idea.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks not coming here.
That guy will put up big numbers in New England.
Oh yeah,
and so they got that done without having to break up their cornerbacks, right? The Patriots.
Yeah,
that's a good trade for them. God, they I hate it, but they do everything right.
Yeah, that's a great organization.
Golly. Man, you imagine if Gronk's healthy next year, and now you got a true speed threat here. You probably have the best cornerback tandem in the league. They know what they're doing up there.
I'll still say that resides in Denver.
Yeah, although I also think there was some regression last year with them. I still think on paper, yeah, they're probably better, but that's a pretty damn good combo.
I think they were. I may be wrong on this, but on the All-Pro team, I think Aqib Talib and Chris Harris were both All-Pros last year, either on first or second team. That's a pretty good duo.
Yeah, I think at the ratings, those stupid PFF ratings, they both rank pretty high. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But New England's definitely in the conversation now.
Probably a dumb question, but why is the salary owed of a certain player in the cap hit not the same number of bonuses or something? Yeah, it's usually the guaranteed money is usually paid out in the form of bonuses, and it's spread out over time. And so if you cut a guy, then the cap hit isn't the same. It's not going to be the same. So it's not a stupid question. But all right.
Of course it's a stupid question.
No, it's not a stupid question. But it's not real easy. That's why, and I didn't realize that by trading Osweiler, they were able to, because if they just cut him, they don't gain any cap space.
Yeah.
So by trading him, they were able to get $10 million in cap space, which is what makes it another reason why it was a really good deal. Let's try Darren. What's up, Darren? Darren.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports is going on.
Nice. So I've been thinking about this. I've been trying for the longest to be a Texans fan. I'm not from here. I'm originally from Florida. But I've been living here since 2009. And for the longest, I've tried to desperately root for this team. Every single year in the draft, I've just seen countless just missed opportunities of quarterbacks that could have really turned the page of this franchise, but this never seemed to get the job done. But this year, I know nobody's really talking about him, but I truly feel Deshaun Watson could truly be that quarterback that the Texans are looking for. Now, if they're able to get Romo and able to draft Deshaun Watson to sit for like a year or two under Romo, that would be the perfect situation. But I really feel they need to address this quarterback situation through the draft. Like, stop trying to get another team's backup. Like, that has not worked for you guys. You need to draft a quarterback.
The problem is the Texans have the 25th pick in the draft, and Deshaun Watson's probably a top 10 pick. So
yeah, I, if he were sitting there at 25 or even 18,
yeah,
where you could make a move up to get him.
But I mean, it's like to move up into the top 10.
Forget that.
And you also have to keep in mind wherever you move up in the top 10. And I say 10 because I think Buffalo is probably the most likely landing spot for him. And you would have to move ahead of them, because it's not like Buffalo is going to give up the 10th pick if that's the guy they want, because you're trying to jump in front of those guys. So you've got to jump inside the top 10 from 25. We've seen before what the price of that is, and it's future first round draft picks, and it's a lot. And to me, it's not worth it.
What you have to hope is that teams like Trubisky and Kaiser better than him, and then that some of these teams are willing to wait on quarterbacks. Because we talked about it earlier. If you get past 13, it's a good chance a guy's going to drop to you.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, yeah, I'd be all for it. And that guy asking about the Ravens, they also picked up Danny Woodhead, who...
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I still don't... I mean, Danny Woodhead just seems like another part of a committee, and the Ravens just don't have, like, They don't have anybody who should be fronting a committee of running backs.
Yeah, they don't have a non-punchy Ray Rice on the roster. And the Tony Jefferson signing was really good. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. It's a place that changes lives every day. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. These are good kids that either had to get jobs or had some kind of issue getting to school. Whatever it is, Houston Can Academy works around it. They give them a second chance, and so many of them graduate and go on and do great things. But right now, more than ever, they need your donations. And by your donations, it could be a car, a truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, lawnmower, anything like that. And maybe it's just been sitting out there and you were trying to decide what to do with it, and now it's gotten all rusty and it won't start. Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation's tax deductible. And if you've been working on your taxes here the last few weeks, think about how nice it'll be to have that tax deduction next year. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call right now, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The Experience Hendrix Tour is set to take its talents to Houston tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Revention Music Center. You won't want to miss out on the experience with special concert performances paying homage to Jimi Hendrix by legendary artists such as Billy Cox, Buddy Guy, Zakk Wylde, Johnny Lang, and much more. Get your tickets today at LiveNation.com. Also, I have to tell you, Rice Baseball is back this weekend at Reckling Park versus the number 16-ranked Stanford University. It's Sustainability Weekend. Visit with local sustainability groups and learn about sustainable living in Houston. If you bike to the park on any of the games this weekend, you will get a discounted ticket and a free water bottle from Houston Methodist. Don't miss out on the action for the series March 9th through the 12th. Get your tickets today at riceowls.com/BSBTicks.
Good job, Fred.
I have one more.
Jeez.
This is Jong's fault.
Get with the program, bro.
I'm with the program.
By the way, Seton Hall up 36-34.
Nice.
In the second half. Nice. We got 11 points to play with, so things are going all right.
Good. Let's Rodeo Houston. Alicia Keys is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Alicia Keys. All right. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
If you could change anything about working on the radio, what would it be? From my perspective, yeah, here's one thing I'd love to change. I'd love for our studios to be down here.
Oh, yeah, that's making me drive even further.
I know. That's nothing to do with you. I would change that.
Okay, well, I'd put our studios in the Woodlands. You want to play that game?
Well, I'm just saying. And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Biggio's. The heck was that?
That was my excited noise, mouth noise.
That's how you get excited?
That's to let you know I'm excited.
That is really annoying.
That's the good thing about you being elderly. People just kind of let that slide. It's like, oh, he pooped his pants. That happens to old people sometimes. No, that's no big deal.
I don't do that. I just spill crap on my shirt when I'm
eating. Or that, whatever.
What's up, Reggie?
Reggie Sports. Yeah. Reggie, good talk, man.
Hey, what's up, AJ and Fred?
There you go. What's going on?
Reggie Sports.
Boy, hey, you got to turn your radio down.
And I hate the first talk.
Turn the radio down.
No, I can't do this.
Yeah. First off, again, Trey, you need to tell him, turn the radio down.
Matt says, thanks for spoiling Reservoir Dogs for me. I was going to watch it tonight. I got some other ones for you. Hey, Titanic?
It sinks.
Leo dies in the end.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone that far. I would have just said the boat sinks.
No. If you haven't seen these movies by now, that's a shame on you.
Columnist, TV guy, podcast guy, does everything. What's going on, Jerome?
Just chilling.
Got a chance to listen to you and Barry a lot the other day. That was a really fun show. You guys did great together.
Yeah, it was good enough. It gave me the itch to want to get back. It was kind of cool.
I think that itch is pubic lice. <Could be.
laughs> Or crabs.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
Chris Berman is going to be replaced on Sunday NFL Countdown. We know that.
I don't want to get act too excited because they could always come back and be like, just kidding. We're bringing him back.
They can be like, we're bringing him back.
Oh. If I ever hear that, I'm going to punch you in the face just for even bringing that up, John.
Mistress Ella Strickland is my title. In Club Femme, I'm the headmistress. So it all comes from a position of authority.
Give her the hearts. Oh.
Ow.
Oh, wow.
She's yeah, hurt.
But in a good way, right?
I'm going to take your word for
Fred,
that.
Fred, I think it's your turn now. Take your shirt off.
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, that was quite the scene. All right, apparently we have yet another pair of tickets to give away to see Experience Hendrix 2017 tomorrow at Revention Music Center. Don't miss the tribute to the imbuing passion, respect, and talent whilst pursuing the sheer awesomeness of the man himself, Jimi Hendrix. Tickets are available at houston-theater.com. Caller 10. You're going to that. So make sure you're free tomorrow night. Man, is it ever going to stop freaking raining around here?
I don't think so.
Because we go through these stretches. It's like monsoon season.
Yeah.
And then we'll go 3 months with no rain.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the 3 months with no rain. Because there's a lot of stuff I'd like to be doing
outdoors.
I'm
a little
right
tired
now.
Of rain.
Yeah. But Well, hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Gets out and does something fun. How many parents take off for spring break with their kids?
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. I've had a few friends tell me that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're all going on vacation together. That's pretty cool.
I'm shipping
mine off to Japan, my daughter.
Good move.
I'm actually pretty excited for it. That'd be really fun. That's something I'd like to do someday. It's a place I'd like to go, mainly because I think Japanese chicks are hot and I like anime, but oh well. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tyler, adequate job. Not quite going to make it as a major league superstar yet. You got to work on that swing. But you're in the lineup.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's in the lineup.
He's Evan Gattis for now.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
That's fitting.
Got the beard, too. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Really great job by the listeners today. Guys, have an awesome weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.